God has a dream for me. If I will let it be, God has a dream for me. If I only listen, listen, when God has a dream for me, it lets me be. If I open my heart, when old dreams fade and die, and my heart cries why, oh why, God finds a new dream for me. If I open my heart, my mind, my hand, when life is dark and as I go my own way, God has a plan for me, a special design for me. God has a plan for me. If I only listen, listen, God shows His plan to me. Asks me if I'll agree, make His dream reality, being all I can be. When old dreams fade and die, and my heart cries why, oh why, God finds a new dream for me. If I open my heart, my mind, my hand, when life is dark and gray, and off the pathway I stray, God stays beside me each day as I go my own way. God stays beside me each day.
Yes, indeed, God does have a dream for you and a dream for me. The CD was performed by a Canadian duo, Off the Hook. Kevin and Cheryl did me the honor of making this recording of a song I wrote a few years ago. If you would like the copy of God Has a Dream for Me, just go to the website www.innergarden.com. Welcome to Inner Garden Online Chapel. This is Reverend Barbara Leonard, and I'd like to say that this is the day that God has given us. Let us rejoice and be glad that we are in it. Practicing Christianity and spiritualism allows us to embrace and serve an interdenominational congregation. Our mission is to help each and every one of you honor God in your own way by being everything that you can be. We want everyone to know that all spiritual roads lead to the one God. The name of the one God may differ, but a rose by any other name is still a rose, so God by any name is still the same God, a God of love, a source of life, through whom we can celebrate our uniqueness and our oneness with all of creation.
Thank you for joining us again on the Inner Garden Online Chapel. This is Reverend Barbara Leonard, and I have a guest this morning that I'll introduce in a few moments. So you just join me for the opening prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, God, Creator of the universe and all that is in it, we thank you for this wonderful day and the opportunity to join with each other in a communion of spirits. Let us remember those who are less fortunate than we are, and help to feed those who are hungry in body, mind, or spirit. Give shelter to those who are in need, and give compassion to those who are experiencing challenges of any kind. We ask you, God, that we remember that we are a family, a spiritual family and an earthly family, and help us to live together, accept the differences with each other, celebrate the uniqueness that God has created in each of us, and help us to acknowledge, validate, and appreciate the gifts of each member of our family. And most of all, help me to express the highest and best of those gifts that you have given me so that I honor you by being the best I can be. Amen. Well, hi, Dale. Dale Haggerty.
Hi, Barb.
You back on again. You were my first guest when I first came on. And you're going to turn the tables on me today a little bit. You're going to help to interview me.
That's right.
That's going to be interesting. maybe we should kind of preempt it by saying that a lot of new things that are going on at Inner Garden, and we're not only having the online chapel, but we're going to start having a land-based chapel. And that would be very interesting. What we're going to do is meet for breakfast on Sunday morning and have guest speakers come in, and those guest speakers are going to give us talks that are going to be stimulating for the week, and then we're going to put that online as well with the online chapel so that they can hear the speakers that we have, and we're also going to put video on our online website at www.innergarden.com so you can kind of access through the week. That sound pretty good to you, Dale?
No, it sure does. I know it's something that I'll make use of.
Well, you know, where you're living up in an area up north country of British Columbia, and they don't always have churches that you can access to get the spiritual kind of connection that you had when you were down here with the ISA, correct?
That's right. That's right, yeah. Barb. Yeah.
So will you find that this online church, you're finding it interesting for you on Sunday morning because it's giving you your uplift for the week, correct?
That's true. Get the week started like it should.
Good. What do you think about this idea that we're going to videotape what we call the breakfast service, all the speakers, so that you can access that on demand?
Actually, I think it's an excellent idea. Because, you know, sometimes people in their lives, they don't always go by the clock. And if they need to be away for some reason or, you know, can't listen to the program firsthand, then they can go in and access it when they do have the time.
I think it's going to be helpful, too, because if you do happen to listen to a speaker online that you really like, just like in the archives of BBS Radio, who is giving us this opportunity to do the online chapel every Sunday, they can go into the archives there and they can listen to it. And if they really want someone else to hear it, they can, or they can download it and save it, send it to people that they think it might be helpful to.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be a new service that's going to be there for us, too, in the video as well.
That's true. I just wanted to ask you, Barb, what kind of guests do you think you'll be able to bring on in your church service, your breakfast service?
And then we'll then put them online, too. One of the people that we've got booked for the very first one is a gentleman by the name of Ted Koons.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written a book called Peace Begins With Me. Anybody that's interested to find out about Ted, they can go to www.peacebeginswithme.com and they will find his website. Now, he is a speaker which you heard last year at our conference. Do you remember him?
Mm-hmm. I
and
do.
He is very popular, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he was good.
And so what we're going to do is have him on. Now, he has a master's of education, had been teacher in our colleges for a number of years here, and then also has had a counseling service with family counseling as a psychologist for the last 25 years. So what we're going to do is bring him on, and what he's got in his book is a very simplistic way of finding your connection with God. And he found that, you know, a lot of people, including himself, complicated it, weren't looking the right direction, and he found his place, his peace with God, mm-hmm. and his inner peace with himself. And so he's going to share that with us, and that'll be interesting to have online.
Yeah, when at that conference that you had, I found him very inspirational. You know, very
helpful.
Yeah, he
was. Yeah. And he talked about things that happened in his life and that he said, why me, God? Why me? You know, mm-hmm. why has this happened to me? Why did this happen to my son?
Yeah.
And then when he got the inner light within himself, he realized that he wasn't here to teach his son as much as his son was here to teach him.
Mm-hmm.
Which a lot of us don't realize when we're going through tough times sometimes. It's something to teach us something or to give us a tool for our future.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, that's true. We have an old gentleman that drops in every day now. He's almost like an uncle to us now. And, you know, people don't understand that when things are given to us that are not quite perfect or what you would consider valid or whatever. You know, some people think, like in his case, that maybe, you know, there's no use for them. You know, I'm thinking about people with any kind of handicaps or challenges, I guess is the term today. And, you know, almost like, well, why don't they drown them at birth kind of situation. It seems, you know, really harsh, but what they don't realize is that these challenges, like you were saying, help us to grow. They teach us. And that's what we're here for, right? I mean, this...
Exactly.
This earth plane is like a big school for all of us, in a sense.
That's right. And, you know, for you particularly, being knowledgeable from working with the ISA, and you were not only a good healer that worked with them, but you have been a good worker that worked for a number of years through the ISA, and also you know what it's like booking different speakers in because you did that.
Yes.
And try to find speakers that when they have somebody come in, and they maybe only have 15 or 20 minutes to address the people there, but the people are going to go out with some kind of uplifting feeling that, you know, maybe my life isn't really so hopeless or whatever. You know, this is what it's all about there.
I know, and it's a process of evolution, I would think, you know, in the steps in our life. And, you know, being able to accept.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to say, we never know when things are given to us what they're given for, as you were saying.
Yeah.
And people are brought into our life. Sometimes we don't know why they're brought into our life.
That's true.
But we find later that there is a tool, they've given us a tool to help us with our future somewhere.
Yeah. I found during some of the courses that I've taken with you, Barb, that the life lessons that you teach in those courses, for instance, are beneficial. For instance, how you look at a garden, planting a garden, and talking about the flowers and the trees and the shrubs and what is meant to stay with us through our lives and with what are meant to just pass. It's like a passing moment, you know, to help us or teach us or whatever. I find that, in your classes to be very inspirational.
Well, we find that if we kind of keep it simple, and this is what is so good about Ted, the speaker that's coming in, mm-hmm. and the people that we're going to try to bring in, is try to keep it really on a simple level. And if we look at gardening, and you're talking about, in that particular case, a lot of times when I'm doing lectures, I talk about the people in our lives being like parts of our garden, and we have some flowers, for instance, that we'll put in the garden for this year, and they'll bloom and they'll be beautiful, won't they?
Mm-hmm.
They'll just be lovely and we'll enjoy them, but they will only last that one season and be gone. And we need to be thankful for the beauty that they brought us and the joy that they brought us. Then there'll be some plants that we put in the garden and they'll come and go, you know. And sometimes they will come for a while and then they'll leave the garden and then they'll come back again. And we get to enjoy them over and over again. And when they return back into our life, it's like they never left, really. we can still remember all the beauty that they brought before, and we have memories, and we can share those things, and we can get new things from their relationship, and that's wonderful. And then there are other parts of our garden, like the trees and the bushes, that are the mainstay of our garden, and a lot of times they don't take as much work. We get those in, and we get them growing, and sometimes they produce fruit, and they give us a lot of food for our life and help us in a lot of ways, and they bring shelter when the day's long and we're tired. We can sit there and take the enjoyment from them. But then we have to realize that we don't always validate those people in our life for what they really mean, because they're the ones that are the mainstay of our garden.
That's true.
Yeah. And so this is what we work from the inner garden, the fact that you were gardening inside from a spiritual standpoint in the same way that we're gardening as a farmer, going out there and putting whatever seed in the garden that we need. And so we're going to plant corn, we're going to plant corn. If we want broccoli, we need to plant broccoli, because a lot of people laugh at this when I give this lecture, but you know, we can pray all day over the corn. It isn't going to become broccoli. So we have to know what we're seeding in the ground. We'll pick what we're going after there.
Yeah, that's true.
But I find that this kind of new dream that God has given us to advance the inner garden area, like Balance Point Inner Garden, mm-hmm. has been working for a long time. And BBS Radio allowed us to expand that out into a world wide web and have people from all over the world listening and talking to us on the phones, which are toll free. I mean, how many places can you go that you can get a free phone call to a counselor?
Yeah, that's
true.
There's
not too many places you can do that, is
it? I know. And you know, where I live, we don't get very good radio reception here. Because
mm-hmm.
we're surrounded by mountains. I mean, it's not like we're living in the bush somewhere with the bears. Close, but not quite. You know, we do have a little, you know, little community and a neighborhood, and things are pretty much normal here, except for the fact we're surrounded by mountains, and like I say, we don't have a good reception. So, you know, we don't have access to all the media. And this internet, the one thing we can have up here, and it's, we got the slow dial-up, but it works for now. And, you know, we can get online and tune into the BBS station there and get fed spiritually.
And get a good variety, too,
mm-hmm.
of topics. And the fact is, like, even with the show that's previous to mine, it's a lot, basically based on a lot of phone-in for help. We offer phone in at USA for, and we'll give the numbers out for a moment. That's 1-877-876-5227. And in Canada, 1-888-810-8322. And the international listeners in other countries can get us through 530-8768-3222. The beauty of that is it costs nothing for them to phone in, and they can get access to some of the greatest people. You know, and when we have people online here, and sometimes, you know, you would never get a chance to talk to those people if you didn't phone in.
That's
so
true.
We're going to ask you, if you choose to phone in, give us a phone call. I know our programs are interesting, so we hear. And that a lot of times people are listening online. And in your case, for instance, Dale, if you wanted to phone in, you've got to let your computer go down and then phone, correct?
That's right.
Yeah, and so they don't want to wait to try to get us dialed back up and get everything on. So we can appreciate they want to hear what our guest has to say or what we're saying that's of interest. But it's nice to get a phone call now and again from the people out there to let us know that they are listening. And definitely, if they are in need of help in some way, definitely phone in and talk to us, because you've done a lot of that type of thing too, where people have come to you and they've been in a bit of stress and you sit and listen. And that's our job mostly, is listening, right?
That's true.
Yeah. And then when you listen and you just kind of go inside yourself, God seems to give the right words to give that person. It's not really from us, is it?
That's right. And it's funny you should bring that up because, you know, a lot of people say to me, well, you know, are you able to do your work up there, your healing work? But you know what? I do that kind of work all the time as it comes. And it seems that the Creator sends the right people to me and that I'm able to help them. And I think that's the best way to work it. You know, I don't have to go out and look for it. It just comes to me.
I don't think there's any coincidence that you're up there. I think it's God-essence. You know, the essence of God has sent you up there because there's people that are needing this exact same thing as that we're sending out on the airwaves right now.
That's true.
And they need that. So we'll give the listeners the phone numbers again. 876-5227 in the United States, 888-810-8322 in Canada. Toll free, guys. Phone in if you're listening. And the international line is 530-876-3222. And we'd love to hear from you. Email us on innergarden.com. You can get a hold of our website. Or you can email us at chapel@innergarden.com or barb@innergarden.com. So we have all this beautiful airwaves that we, when I was a kid, you know, we didn't even have television. So I've seen a great growth in communications over my years. And we used to have radio and, you know, just couldn't afford to run them too often because it might burn the tubes out, so you had to be very picky on what you could hear. And now we can just go into the internet while we're working on our computer and listen to all this. So it's really terrific. So, Dale, when you were down here, of course, you were connected with the ISA, which is International Spiritual Alliance in New Westminster, and you still have a lot of the teachings that you had there and a lot of training that you had with a lot of other people and take that up there to where you are in the everyday workaday world. And you don't necessarily go out and say to people, well, you know, I'm analyzing you, do you?
No.
You know, you basically have people come to you and they maybe talk to you in the lineup at the grocery store and they're impressed to say something about what's going on in their life, and you're impressed to just kind of give them a kind word, and they don't even actually even put the Creator or God in front of it. You just give them a kind word. So that's great. Do you know what I heard on the TV today, which was something interesting? Do you ever watch Sunday morning on some of the States?
We only get 3 channels up here. Now
So you're kind of stuck.
Yeah.
People watch it when they're down here anyway. It's a very interesting program that they bring on. And they were talking this morning about something that really resonated with me. They were talking about tornadoes. And they were referring to a tornado that happened back in 1965 on Palm Sunday. And it went and just devastated a number of the states, took a lot of lives, and there was basically just a 3-hour warning before that came in. And I think you've read it in my book, or I've talked to you about this before.
Yes,
but the reason that it made me perk my ears up is that many years ago in 1965, my husband and I were traveling across the states to come to British Columbia. We went down south from Canada, came across the states because there were a lot of slides like there are this year in the mountains. So in the process, we got into this one particular gas station, being the only people in the gas station filling up. And I took the kids that were old enough to go walk to the potty. And we had 5 children in the car. I went and took them to the washroom. And on the way back to take the key back to the lady at the gas station, I heard a tornado warning. And this was on the 6th of April. And it quite unnerved me, to be truthful. So I could hear it on a radio, and I went in and I said to the woman in the store, at the gas station, I said, would I hear a tornado warning on the radio? And she just kind of looked at me with a very condescending look, put her hand on her hip and said, madam, we do not get tornadoes in this area. So I thought, okay. So I went back out. We were the only people in the gas station. Said to my husband, did you have the radio on? And he said, no. And I said, well, I just heard a tornado warning announced over the radio from somewhere. And the lady in the gas station says they don't get tornadoes here. And he said, ah, don't worry. He said, we're getting out of here right now anyway. And just kind of laughed it off. And we arrived out at my in-law's home in Burnaby, British Columbia, in the morning of the 9th, or the 8th, no, beg your pardon, it would be the 10th, Saturday morning, real early in the morning, about 3 o'clock. And on the Sunday, the 11th, we never thought anything more of it. We didn't have as much news broadcast as what we have now. And on the Monday, my sister-in-law phoned and said, had we arrived, because she was worried that this tornado had hit the states we were going to be driving through. And it had actually caused awful devastation, buildings down, lives lost, and even had picked the engine of a train up and thrown it into the lake. It was such a heavy force. And when we heard this, I mean, I'm going like, I heard this announcement 5 days earlier, and yet they had only had a 3-hour warning. Well, that certainly made both my husband and I kind of sit up and take notice on that one, because where did that notice come from? Where did I hear that radio from? And it really made me start to wonder what's going on here, because I had done a lot of readings for a lot of time, but I had never heard anything really audio in that sense of the world. I would hear things in my mind, messages for people, but never really hear it with my ear.
Mm-hmm.
That was rather unnerving, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
But, you know, we just kind of let it go. But hearing it again today, we had also looked it up a number of years ago and found out how devastating it was. And that was quite the thing that had catalyst for making people start getting the proper instruments and getting the proper warning devices in place in the United States, because it was, at that time, one of the worst tornadoes that they'd had.
Mm-hmm.
But really, for people that are not sure that there is some kind of premonition or ability to be able to tune into that part of the universe, it certainly did make me sit up and take notice. I'll tell you, but what is this all about?
The only thing is I find that when you get a warning like that from spirit, a lot of times you don't realize it until after the fact. And,
it's, yeah. You
know, we need to learn to recognize it as a warning or something to at least be alerted to. And, you know, maybe it could help, you know, people be more aware of what's happening around them if you get a message like that, and to pass it on and to say, you know, I received this message, or I have this feeling, or, you know, whatever it is. Just be aware. Like, I know probably when you do readings for people, and I know when I do them as well, you know, you try to guide people the best you can. Spirit tries to guide them through you and try to warn them of the pitfalls. I mean, everybody has a choice. And so, you know, they can choose to go one way or not to go one way. But the end result, you know, of whatever choice they make, they can be alerted to, so that, you know, they can be intelligent, right, when the choice faces them. So in this case, when you were talking about the tornado, you know, it's too bad that woman at the gas station didn't heed what you were saying a little closer. Now, I'm not sure whether you know the end result of what happened to her and her family, but, you know, it's an important job for us to be able to do that and recognize the warning signs. And
well, most certainly, I've often thought later, just what happened when she went home. She probably said, I had this weird little girl, because I was all of maybe about 30, skinny as a rail at that time, and three kids with me that were small and two more sitting in the car, mm-hmm. you know, that were babies.
Yeah.
And dragging these kids, and of course we'd been traveling, so I must have looked like something that had blown in from the tornado. And I often think to myself, You know, she probably went home and said, I had the weirdest experience today. I had this raggedy-taggedy little old young girl with all these kids come in and say something about a tornado. And I just couldn't believe that she was coming out with this. And then when it happened, you know, 5 days later, going from the 6th to the 11th, you know, she must have said, my God, you know, where did this strange woman come from? Why didn't I listen?
Yeah. And maybe, Barb, maybe she did. Who knows? Maybe,
well,
you know, maybe she was able to prepare her family in time so, you know, they would have survived it.
Yeah. And, you know, when you look at the fact that they actually, it was a real nice summer day, summery kind of day for them down there. I mean, it was basically wintertime still, cold weather when we traveled through. But they, the sun had come out and people had been out cleaning up in their gardens and stuff, thinking, oh, isn't this a beautiful day? And a majority of them never even heard the three-hour warning.
Yeah.
And that's all they had for 3 hours.
Yeah.
And it really made me sit up and take notice about that. Then the next time, and it's funny because the only times that I've ever had something happen, really hear it happen, like a radio, what have been when I've been under really stressful conditions. And the second time I had a weird situation like that happen, and not saying that I don't have a lot of readings and I'll get a lot of projections of what's possibly on the path for these people or what's happened in their past without, you know, asking them any questions. We, you and I both just do our readings and then ask them if they understand it, right? But I had this experience where my phone rang one morning and I had a friend of mine talking, and she was my business partner, actually, in real estate, and I could hear her talking on the phone, but she was talking to somebody else, like as if somebody just walked in as you phoned me. And I said, hello, hello, you know, hello, Myrna, hello, and no answer came back, but I could hear her talking to her son. And then I could hear her husband talking to two other people, and they had just come back, actually, the day before. They had just come back from being in Vegas. And I heard this woman say, well, how much money did you win in Vegas anyway, Freddie? And I'm saying, hello, hello. I was thinking my friend forgot I'm there. So I hung up and tried calling her back after about 5 or 6 minutes being of listening on the phone. And mine was busy. And then when I phoned back again, her answering tape came on. I thought, well, this is weird. And I said, well, when you're not busy, phone me back. Well, I'd had a conversation with her the night before, which is about 17 hours earlier, about the fact that they had just got back from Vegas. I had been covering for her, and I updated her on what had gone on. And we talked about all kinds of different things. And I had said to her, well, I've got to get off the phone now and go make supper. And she said, me too. And so anyway, subsequently, the next day when this phone call came, I thought, well, nothing too much strange about it, hung up. And at 4 o'clock that afternoon, she phoned me and she said, what did you want? And I said, well, I wondered what you wanted when you called me at 10:30 this morning. And she said, just kind of a dead air for a minute, you know. Mm-hmm. And she said, I didn't call you this morning. Fred and I have been out since 8 o'clock this morning. He had to get his car fixed. And I said, oh, and I related to her what I had heard her say to her son and what he had said to these two people. And then again, we get this dead air sound. And she says, that conversation happened last night after you and I talked on the phone. And she said, my son came in while I was cooking supper. And he was all upset about what he was relating to her, and she was talking to him. And her husband picked up the phone and phoned another friend. And this is why he had phoned, is that he was going out 8 o'clock in the morning and wanted to know if they wanted to join him for breakfast. But the part of the conversation that I had heard was her, the wife saying, oh, of this couple, saying, oh, well, how much money did you win anyway, Freddie? And I heard the man talking to Fred. And I thought this was all happening in her kitchen at 10:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have a 17-hour delay here. Wow. From the time this conversation went on till the time my phone rang and I heard it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you go, whoa, whoa, what is this?
Yeah, so what was that all about?
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, you've known me long enough to know that I always investigate things out. I don't take them, you know, just something happens to say, oh, that must be spirit, right?
Yeah.
I kind of look into it and see if there's any other answer it could be before I say that it's something, like, phenomenal. So anyway, she checked her tape. She didn't have me on speed dial. Her answering tape didn't have anything else on it other than me calling back and saying to her, give me a call. That was the only thing that was on her tape.
Mm-hmm.
The last people that had talked with her and her husband that evening, in fact, had been a conversation after I'd talked to her. So there's no way that it could have been like kind of some kind of cross-up that the conversation got heard by me because it linked with my line.
Yeah. Well, what do you think the reason was for that then, Barb?
Well, I kind of look at the fact that on the quantum physics thing, they're kind of looking at the same thing as what Einstein had said, and that is that all things are happening simultaneously because when you're outside of the physical world, there is no time. So there is what would be called in our conversation like a time warp. You can cross over mm-hmm. to other parts of the conversations that are going on or the experiences that are going on that are coming down like a rainstorm in spirit.
Yeah.
So when mediums are able to kind of cross over and project ahead for somebody or the person themselves can project ahead in something in their life and kind of see precognitive information or clairvoyant information, it's because that experience is already in the ethers there.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing going back, what conversation that had happened after I got off the phone with her had picked up into the atmosphere, and I had cross-linked into a time warp with that, and whether because my energy was like going because I was, you know, upset about what I was doing, I was hyper about what I was doing, and I linked into, you know, into that point in the universe. I have no idea other than to explain it by quantum physics that there is no time when we get into the energy there. And we can link before or after. You can do regression or progression when you're working with people under hypnosis. You can regress them or progress them,
mm-hmm.
and they can link into energies so that they can get information. And it's the only answer I can come up with, that we have this multifaceted parts of our spirits all coming together into a soul link,
You know, on a lesser form of that, you know, and I'm sure that there are people out in the audience that have experienced this as well, where you hear your name called.
Yeah. Get
your name. And you're thinking, I mean, it's happened around here with between Dale and me, and I'd go in and say, did you call me? No. You know what I mean?
Or you go to the grocery store,
and
all of a sudden you think to yourself, gee, I should have asked him to bring some ice cream. I would have really liked some ice cream. And he walks home with the ice cream. You know, it's just kind of thoughts or energy, and they're able to link up in anywhere in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And once the thought is in there, the creation is there.
But
and
see,
that's the only thing that I can really look at, because we all have that happen. Like
That's true.
You will either hear your name called and you'll turn around and you can identify the sound. Like it might be your mother who's in spirit.
Yeah.
You just hear her call your name and you turn around and she's not there, but she just kind of sent the energy through on the passing through.
Like you know. Somebody's trying to get your attention, right?
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then makes sense to why the medium can link in with an energy that's out of the body.
But see,
you know,
the thing
because
is
that
most,
energy still exists.
Yeah, I was going to say, but most people who are not in the in the spiritual work that we're in don't recognize it for what it is. They, you know, because I've had people say to me, well, you know, it's really funny, but last night I just heard my name being called. What does that mean, you know? And then I explain it to them. But, you know, all through my life before I got into the spiritual work that I'm in, I ignored it too. you know, different things that would happen. And you know, it's almost like you have to reach a place in your life where you want to follow this up, you know. What's
exactly
happening? Why is this happening? And then if you want to go further into it, you get training and you, you know, go somehow spirit leads you to the right people. And like, for instance, how I was led to you, for instance, and, you know, the training that I've gotten from your courses and just, you know, even just our day-to-day friendship. And, you know, that
is an interesting story, too, because, you know, really we didn't know each other. You may have seen me at the church, or I may have seen you at the church, but we really didn't know each other on a personal basis. And then the way the goddess and the plan was to put us together was just awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I really do think that we have to look that it's all in God's plan.
Do you remember when you first talked to me?
Wanted to try to get someone for a friend of yours that would go to the high school and go into the graduation, the dry grad, and
That's
do
right.
something entertaining for the kids. They thought they'd like to have a reader or somebody go.
And you were recommended to me.
Exactly.
Yeah, and so I phoned you, and then you do you remember? And you said, "Oh, you know, I love your poetry," you said to me. Do you remember that?
Yeah, and I actually, there were two Dales at the church, too, right? And at first I thought it was a different Dale.
Right.
And then I went and did this thing for the people, and you got good feedback from that. Next thing you know, I think when I came to the church the next time to speak, you came up and I thanked you and whatnot. We talked on the phone, but we hadn't actually been able to put a face. I hadn't been able to put a face on it.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. And,
so,
you know, from there, it just has blossomed into a fabulous friendship. So it really shows how, or you know, kind of how everything's orchestrated in your life, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. Do you know how I was led to the ISA? It's just the coolest thing. I was going to the bus stop every day from work, and I talked to this lady. I would see her every day at the bus stop. And then she was reading this book. It was a spiritual book. And was telling me she's going to start going to the spiritualist church. And I said, "Oh, that's nice." You know? And then we talked a little bit about it. And then one day I said to her, "You never know. Maybe I'll just drop in too and just see what it's all about." And so I decided one Sunday, this is the time to go. And, I'm into numerology, that type of, you know, numerology. And all the numbers were right at that time.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, something's happening here. So I went. And there you go. I mean, it just led me to a total different path in my life that I am just very, very happy and content to be on. And I found my way. And that was all through the guidance of spirit, of the great,
and,
of the creator.
And had you not gone there, I probably might not have met you.
That's right. And
so again, that's all orchestrated.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of planning gone on up in God's mind before we even get here. I think we've agreed to this.
Mm-hmm.
That even gets more complicated, and people who want to kind of keep it simple, that just kind of boggles their mind a little bit.
Yeah.
I have an interesting guest next week coming on. I don't know if you ever met her when she was down here. Her name was Crystal Lynn.
I recognize the name.
Yeah, and I think you'd recognize her if you've seen her.
Mm-hmm.
She has her second name on it now, Crystalina Lynn. And I guess for numbers, right? Numerology is another one that goes on sometimes. To use your full name is better than your shorter name.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's really interesting how that all works out. But anyway, she's coming on next week, and it's funny that, again, this is another situation where you meet, you know, just seems like casually, and then your paths cross, and it turns out to be quite good. A number of years ago, I was not feeling very well. And this would be, you know, quite a few years back. It's probably 20 years. And at the church, she had this tape, and she gave it to me. She said, "Barbara, I'd like you to take this tape, it's a meditation tape, And even though I do meditation and do tapes, sometimes it's better when somebody else does one for you. Don't you agree?
Mm-hmm.
You know. So anyway, she gave me this tape, and it was just absolutely fantastic. And I used it, and it helped me relax and get myself thinking more on a positive line. So that was fine. And I got better. And as you do, you kind of put things in the drawer in the cupboard. And I guess probably about 3 months ago, with my group that I have on Monday night, I thought, maybe they're bored of listening to me do the meditation and the direction all the time. I'm going to put this tape on, because I was going through the drawer, and I found her tape. And the people found it so fascinating that it was just absolutely wonderful how she's got this visualization for the people to do with the healing. And she had these little golden angels that came, and if you really felt that you needed it, you could have these golden angels come by inner Venus, come into your system and go all through your body and help heal the areas that are needing healing. And the visualization of this was so good that these people in my group said, I'd love a copy of that. So I ran into her maybe a month after that, and I said, Crystal, these people that I have in my group just loved your tape when I played it, and I told her which one it was. She says, you know what, I don't think I even have a copy of that anymore myself. So I got to give her a copy of it so that she can
very, very popular.
Give copies to these people, because I don't think it's fair for me just to copy it and give them out, you know.
No, no. I wanted to come back to, programs that the BBS radio puts on, and even, you know, what you're going to do with your breakfast service.
Yeah.
I wanted to come back to that because, you know, I wish when I... Now, I know that the Creator did guide me. You know, the angels were guiding me along my path, and I am where I'm supposed to be. But, you know, what a wonderful opportunity for people. I wish that when I was first starting out on my path and learning, that I would have had that, you know, that those programs at my fingertips.
Yeah.
You know, accessible
to them, yeah.
Because people, you know, are out there and wanting and searching, right? And this
exactly.
is a very, these are very good avenues for people to, you know, learn and help direct them. And,
exactly.
You know, and even the fact that they can call in and ask questions, and I love the term complimentary reading. I think that's such a wonderful
thing. Well,
term.
You know, isn't that
Temple?
The greatest?
I would have just loved to have had that at my access, you know. That
exactly.
I could.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I did this years ago on CKVU, which is a local TV station here.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to have call-in after call-in after call-in of people phoning in. And, you know, we would be giving one message after the other message because people were really thirsty for the information. And this is such a great opportunity for people, not only for our show. I mean, we've got a lot on, but they've even put now a show that's coming on in the evenings, okay, that they put on another added amount of space on their another network that they're doing too.
Mm-hmm.
And there's people on there that just would love you to phone in and start listening. So, you know, people go to bbs.com, like the net, and take a look at what programming is available there.
Yeah.
And, you know, just like with me, you don't always agree everything I say. You might not agree with everything the people on there say, but, you know, the good part about it is you get to hear it and you get to discern it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and... take it within yourself and say, well, you know, that's somebody else's point of view, and it gives me something else to kind of look at, you
that's
know?
True. And, you know,
people are always looking for books that they can get information. There are loads of authors that have programs on here that have written all kinds of books.
That's how I learned, by reading.
Yeah. Exactly. And
mm-hmm.
I think that this is just a wonderful access for people to come on. I thank God for that. That we're able to do that. And the fact that, you know, God gave me the idea now to have this breakfast meeting, and what we're doing, just kind of a continental breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And after our service is over, they start their main brunch. So if somebody wants to stay on and do brunch, they can. But this gives them a chance to go to the chapel, the temple, the church, or the synagogue of their choice after they leave our breakfast service.
And they can even go out into the woods and have direct communication there with the Creator.
Exactly. And with summer coming on, you know, when you were down here and summer came on, wouldn't it be nice to be able to go 8:30 to 9:30 in the morning and be able to get your spiritual uplifting for the week and then go to the picnic or go walk through the woods and just kind of relate with nature?
Absolutely. Perfect.
I think it's just absolutely a gift that they're allowing us to, you know, that became available. That we're even got accepted to use their little banquet room on Sundays so that we can do that.
Well, that's, again, like you say, a godsend.
Yeah, it's part of God's plan,
that's,
you know.
Right. And, you know, people should also realize not to be afraid. Don't be afraid to phone in, you know, that spiritually they are going to be directed in the best and the highest way by calling in and asking their questions. And, you know, when I first started, too, I was a little fearful. I would meet a wonderful medium and think, oh, you know, I was all awestruck, right? And thinking,
yeah.
Oh, and I was almost afraid, oh, what if they, maybe they can read my mind, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And we can't do. We cannot read their mind.
And I've since learned, of course, that doesn't happen. And you know what? Any reading that I've given to somebody, first of all, you're not given anything that wouldn't, you know, that the person wouldn't want spirit to reveal to the reader. And the second thing I found as a reader, I don't remember, you know, 80% of what I've told people.
Yeah, especially 15 minutes after they've gone out the door.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and it's not just because I have some timers sometimes, but, you know, I believe that's the way it's meant to be.
And you're
reading,
supposed to dump that.
Sorry?
Yeah. You're supposed to dump it. And I think unless somebody actually makes a point of arguing with me about something, then that might bring it in my mind and say, you know, which one time I did have that happen. Somebody said to me, I think you're full of you know what. And I said, well, that's fine. That's your opinion. You don't need to pay me. And then 6 months later, the lady that was with her came in and told me that I had been right on the mark. And so, you know, I'm not so arrogant I'm going to go na-na-na-na, because, I mean, whatever needed to happen, that lady needed to have the information I gave her that got verified for her 6 months later.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was nice of the other woman to come back in, and the woman that I did it for came back in later and also thanked me for and apologized and actually came into counseling with me, which, you know, made a validation for me for her.
Yeah.
Like it validated the information I was giving was coming from a source outside myself.
Yeah, that's true.
Obviously, I couldn't know that. We have a lot of things on our website, too, at www.innergarden.com, and that's where we're going to start putting the video on once we get this program going on the 15th of April.
Yeah.
And we have some things on there, like meditation called Energy, that my grandson helped me write the music, and we've done a nice meditation tape. Then we've got a couple of books, God Has a Dream for Me. My music, God Has a Dream for Me, is a song that starts out the program, and Cheryl Catherine Smith sings it, and her husband Kevin Swain directed and produced that for us. And also the two books, Don't Stand There Sucking Your Thumb, and The Phenomenal Power of the Curious Mind, they're all on there, so people can go in. And I would ask people to also email to bbsradio.com, Dawn at that email. There's a spot there you can just click on and tell Dawn how you like his programming and how you get uplifted from our Sunday service. That would be good too, eh, Dale?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And I have to tell you, this is a bonus for me today to talk to you because, first of all, I'm hearing the whole program instead of being knocked out as, It happens ever so often with my dial-up, and I'm also able to phone in.
Yeah.
I get two for the price of one.
So you kind of got a double bonus.
I did.
Yeah. And you know how you always look at the license plates and it means something to you?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to tell you I got 111.
Ah, interesting.
For you guys.
Yeah.
So whatever that, now I'm not going to try and interpret that, that's for you.
Yeah, thank you.
So do you want to tell us what that usually means?
That usually means that you need to focus on your what you need to do, be careful what you wish more or less, and also focus on what you really want, and it's like new beginnings for you.
Yeah, and make sure you invest the time, energy, and money into what you're doing.
That's true.
That you need to put in there. Yeah, that's great. You know, that's just been wonderful. We have to remember that everybody out there has a different pathway to God, and God by any name is still the same God, and that the essence of God is God. Creator, whatever name we call it, but we're all going to the highest and best of ourselves. We're all heading towards that creative energy. And also we have to remember that you go to your church and your temple and chapel and the synagogue of your choice and worship in that way. But remember that we're all universal connections, and that come back on BBS Radio next week and listen to us and join us for hear Crystalina Lynn talk about healing and about what happened to her and how she healed herself, and then how now she's transferring that to help people heal themselves.
Yeah, that'll be
and
wonderful.
And you've had that happen too, haven't you?
Oh, yes. I have stories. And maybe one day, like you, and I'll probably be a Grandma Moses when I do it, but I may write a book.
Exactly. Well, I'm going to be the Grandma Moses of the music industry.
That's right.
Because now I've got my second song being looked at. And, well, it's not my second song. I've written a number since I was a teenager, but the second one that somebody that has the ability to translate my scribble into something decent and be able to arrange it properly. So it's on the go right now, which is called The Magic of the Dance.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so that ought to be good. I'm just going to do a closing prayer, Dale, and I thank you for joining me. And we'll call again so that you can get on and share time with me.
I've enjoyed it, Barbara. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you. Just join me for a closing prayer, everyone. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Creator God, that you allowed us to get together today and share our thoughts and a lot of information that is coming down straight from you. Sometimes it's coming through the angel. Sometimes it's coming through those loved ones that are departed. But all information that is being given to us is for the highest and best. And let us use it in that way. Send healing to all the world, that the leaders may find those things that are going to be best to help us improve the world and the relationship of the worldly family. Amen. Thank you for joining us. Reverend Barbara Leonard saying, angels go with you.